Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. Good change. It's not bushy. It's well kept. Bushy sounds like it's not kept. It's well groomed. Thank you.
Bushy. I'm gonna pump you good.
Hang on, Bob. You know what? You keep threatening that. Won't you?
Ew.
You got trouble for that over the years, Bobby.
That's true.
Robert Barker. Rest in peace.
Gather around, friends, because today I got a real-life mystery that probably gonna make your skin crawl.
Uh-oh.
It's got fake identities,
mm-hmm.
secret messages, and a man who literally erased himself from existence. And the craziest part about this, y'all, is that nobody knows who he really was.
Oh, no.
This is Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries. Hi, Matt. This is the story of Peter Bergman, or at least that's the name that he wanted us to believe. We go back to the year 2009. It was June 12th, I believe, according to calculators, that's 16 years ago. A quiet town called Sligo, Ireland. Or maybe it's Sligo. It looks like Slingo, Sligo, but with no N.
Sligo.
If you watch TV's Price is Right, which we just mentioned. A man arrives by bus from nearby Derry, D-E-R-R-Y, in Northern Ireland.
Derry.
Derry? Okay.
I don't know.
Older-looking guy, gray hair, glasses, nothing necessarily particularly memorable about him. In other words, you walking down the street, he's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. You'd see him, all right, typical-looking guy, blends in, whatever. The only thing that was kind of odd is that he was carrying a plastic bag that was bright purple. And... They have all this on CCTV, all the closed circuit, all the surveillance. Again, 2009, I mean, this stuff was there. There was no stores nearby that used that bright purple bag. Nothing to say, you know, whatever. They couldn't figure out the oddity of the purple bag. But the only thing is, when he first came into Sligo, he said that he was walking with purpose. An older guy that knew where he was going and wanted to hurt him get there. And
like Vince McMahon back in the day?
Well, maybe not with the big overstepping and slinging the arms like he's a bushwhacker, but he's quickly getting to his hotel at the Sligo City Hotel, or Sligo, as it were. He pays in cash, no credit cards, no ID, just hold card cash, cold hard cash as well. You know what? You're a dyslexia bully.
Dyslexia bully.
How dare you? So he goes, he signs the guest book, and he writes his name as Peter Bergman and puts an address that he's from so-and-so Boulevard in Austria. But there's one problem with that, my friends.
It was Know Your Role Boulevard.
No. It was Shut Your Mouth Drive. The address did not exist. Uh-oh. But they didn't cross-search that when he checked in because he paid with cash. He's like, whatever. So the next few days, the surveillance cameras capture him walking all over town, always with that same bright purple plastic bag in his hand. And this is where it kind of gets real weird and takes a turn. He's constantly disposing of small things, piece by piece, in random trash bins all through Sligo, Ireland. Just drop, and you can't tell what it is, but the way he's putting it in there, he's hiding it almost like he didn't want it to be found. And the kicker is, nothing was ever found. They went back to these spots. They found nothing. But you see on camera, he's taking something out of this purple plastic bag. He's hiding it near the trash bins, near the dump areas. They can't find the stuff.
And he doesn't have a dog, so it's not dog poop.
No.
I'm sure they looked over it, right? They just didn't know what they were looking for.
They just noticed he would stop, look around, hide some stuff, and go about its way. You couldn't see what he was taking out of the bag. So you fast forward to June 16th. That morning, a taxi dropped him off at a place called Ross's Point Beach. It looks real pretty. I didn't think about the Irish coast as like a beach, but it's real nice. You're addicted to hand sanitizer. You're sitting here huffing while I'm doing a very...
alarming.
I'm trying to hide it so you don't have to see it. She called me a
sanitizer. But I hear...
I did call you something.
Like you were the way that with the Sharpies back 10 years ago, and now you've moved on to hand sanitizer.
You're a sanny sniffer.
You're a sanny sniffer.
She called me a sanny sniffer. Come on.
Christ. I'm over here pouring my heart out to you, over there just catching a buzz.
This is important. This is
and I'm in it, too, because the guy, you know, he's littering like hell, and nobody can find
what it littering.
Is.
Not littering. So the taxi drops him off at Ross's Point Beach. Look it up on Google Maps. Beautiful. Later that day, his lifeless body is found washed up on shore.
Oh,
at first, to everyone involved, the police and whatnot, they assumed it was a drowning. But then the autopsy report comes in. There was no water in his lungs. No water in his lungs.
And he
no
couldn't
signs.
Have drowned.
No signs of trauma. There were no drugs. There was no poison. Nothing. Cause of death officially unknown.
He still would have been in the water, like even if he didn't drown, if he died before he hit the water, it still would have got water in his lungs.
See, that's not even the strangest part. The authorities started examining his belongings, and then they realized that every single label on his clothes had been cut out. The sizes, the brands, the warning label, like all that stuff. No tags, no branding, nothing traced back to a store or original place that it was made. Nothing. They could not even look at the pants and try to even tell, with the pants particularly, what the material was. The only thing they found, he had no wallet, he had no phone. And this was in 2009, y'all, so phone. Didn't have a phone, no ID, just had a few euros in his pocket. And a single key to an unknown lock.
He had gyros in his pocket?
Nope. He was not in Greece. You could have said potatoes because they're in Ireland.
That's random.
You said he had euros in his pocket.
Oh.
Take another hit.
Does that make you hungry?
I need you to get through this. No, go ahead. If that's what you need
does
to do.
Does that make you hungry?
To get through this. I want to hear it right now. Go ahead.
Hear a big one.
Do a big hit. Big rip.
Sandy Sniffer.
That's what you deserve. I hope in the future you have to sue makers of hand sanitizer.
Oh, no.
I don't want to enable him.
Sanitizer lung.
God almighty, that was... Like, I was trying to be half funny, but that was...
Mark Hendricks, I'm trying.
It was too much.
Here's where it's even more bizarre, though. I mean, you think, whoa. The autopsy, they were like, we're not just going to accept this unknown cause of death. This is strange. We don't know who this guy is. And one particular member of the police organization made it his thing to, like, I want to figure this out. I guess you'd say it's his baby project. You know, when a management type says, "Oh, that's my baby. I'm gonna get that one pushed through," or whatever.
All right, and this would be easier today.
So they got a second autopsy done. Second autopsy revealed that he had late stage prostate cancer and heart disease.
Oh, good Lord!
This man was dying. But instead of seeking medical help or spending time with his family, if he had one, he chose to literally erase himself from existence. And to this day, nobody knows what his real name was, where he came from, originally born from, why he went to such extreme lengths to disappear like that, to cut off his tags and to not carry any kind of ID. He made a post office stop at one point mailing something, but to who? No one knows. What was inside? No one knows.
But that tells you maybe that he knew, right? He knew he was sick.
You know, who knows? I mean, I don't know what that, without going through rehab and chemo, like what that does to the body if you don't get that seen and figured out, if you know.
Yeah.
What about the purple bags?
What about the purple bag? Again, astonishing thing. No one knows what he was hiding.
Like colonoscopy bags?
Say again?
What?
Colonoscopy bags? Is that how you said that?
Yes. This is exactly
give her a hit. Give her one. Actually, I think she's been doing them. That's why she just said colonoscopy. Wasn't that your last name prior to me? That's Luskoski.
Colonoscopy.
I didn't know. She was talking about a new brand or something?
No.
Throw your Louis out. Get the new colonoscopy bag.
It's called an S bag, I think, medically. But, you know.
And you shouldn't reuse those either.
No.
A lot of people think that Peter Bergman was a former intelligence agent, a man with some dangerous secrets. Some even say by some of the surveillance film, and this is where people are just full of crap, I think, just to be honest with you. If you look this stuff up, especially on Reddit, a lot of people are saying he's a former Nazi and that that's why he was trying to hide who he was and also would not have seeked medical help is because a lot of that would expose maybe who he really was through medical records. So one thing is for sure about this. He took his secrets to the grave. To this day, and this is 19 years ago, where facial recognition is a thing, DNA is what it is, and no one knows who that man was.
See, somebody's going to find out now because that's the society we live in.
Why, you know what? That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, if somebody goes out and does something that goes against your political beliefs and they go Twitter famous and everybody's like, who is this guy? Like the Tesla guy that is keying all the
they
cars.
Found
they found him already. And it's like, find out who this was. And quit chasing some. I want to know who Peter Bergman
Would
was.
You be able to get security camera way back then? Probably not.
2009, absolutely. Cell phone, everything. I mean, it was not that far removed tech-wise. We didn't have the AI and all that.
But. Wasn't that Don Jr. that kind of got that one going too on the Tesla guy? Like, find out who it is.
I think he. But Elon retweeted it too on X, and when he retweets it, like if you got X, everybody sees it then because
that's where everybody comes together trying to figure out a crime or who did what.
Yes.
They'll find out who this guy is.
So, if you ever see somebody slowly removing labels from their clothes, throwing away their belongings piece by piece, maybe keep an eye on them because you never know who's trying to disappear. And that, my friends, is another Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery. If you got a good conspiracy for me, hit me up at O'Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W on your social media.
What the hell did he leave behind?
They don't know. They didn't know until weeks later to go back and look what this guy was hiding.
How odd.
What he was leaving behind. It's a million different theories. And that's why the speculation is so huge. Again, on Reddit, It's kind of mind-numbing, like reading some of these posts where people just start.
Obviously a fake name.
Peter Bergman.
I mean, come on. I mean, I thought of the actor, the first Peter Berg, immediately.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Candace Bergman.
So I imagine either one, he probably
just. Sawyer Brown. Not Sawyer Brown. Murphy Brown. Damn.
That should have been a show.
I said
Sawyer
that
Brown.
With so much authority. Like, yeah, Sawyer Brown.
Oh. Sawyer Brown does the news. Well, you all coming up tonight.
All right. That might be an early sign of dementia right there. I don't know.
Never existed.
I don't know.
That's creepy.
Look it up, though, if you want to check it out. Peter and then last name Bergman, B-E-R-G-M-A-N-N. Two N's on that.
Like the rapper Bergman.
All right. When we take a break, because we did tell you at the beginning of the show we'd do that right then and there. We also told you that we got a voicemail we're going to play for you that was left on the FOF line.
Oh, Lord.
And it is allegedly. And the Fat Boy said that he says so much in it that you know it is the guy. The girl who called yesterday and said that her new boyfriend would not sexually get down with her, she didn't know why. He takes a shower. She looks in his closet. He has a bunch of sex toys and books and...
Like a lot.
A lot. Red flag kind of stuff. He heard about it and called and left us this voicemail. Oh, no. We're going to play that for you next. Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Wishing Well.
Yeah.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Nope. They changed their name. Did you know that?
No, really.
Yeah, because this came on, I was working out one day and this came on a playlist. I was like, oh, this is kind of strange that this is considered like a workout song. And I looked it up. It's like, this is Terrence Trent D'Arby, right? Nope. This is Sananda Maitreya.
Why? You sure wasn't a cover?
Not a cover. Terrence Trent D'Arby changed. This is where I'm just being respectful. Changed their name to Sananda Maitreya. I don't know. Like the conjugation makes me think that's a female name, but I don't know that to be true.
Like, is it a religious name or?
You know what? I should be able to...
Like, how are you going to change it?
That should be on Wikipedia, right? Okay, here we go. 2001, Terrence Trent D'Arby says Terrence Trent D'Arby's dead. He watched his life suffer a noble death after intense pain. He meditated a new spirit, a new will, and a new identity as Sananda Maitreya.
So he owes taxes.
I was going to say...
Is where we got in trouble.
The name does not have any religious significance. Explained, it meant rebirth.
He got warrants.
Sananda means possessed of happiness.
Sananda.
Maitreya means friendly, kind, loving, and benevolent. Wow.
Pretty sure Sananda was an MTV VJ and he just ripped it off.
Like, Sananda Maitreya sounds like a Lion King tribute band. Sananda Maitreya. Is that Hakuna Matata? Yes, it sounds like Hakuna Matata. That's what I would change my name to.
Where they hold the little line up.
It'd be Matata Man. Easy.
Matata. Speaking of Tatas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, let's stay on board here. But good song, though. Sananda Maitreya. The former Terrence Trent D'Arby. You can understand why I would... Plus, the hair was always kind of like ambiguous. Like, I could see... a WNBA player having that hair, also like a Debo Samuel look.
Oh, Debo.
You know.
We got big fat shoes.
Huge.
Like it looks like some. Remember there used to be homies in the quarter machines? Back in the, you can get homies.
Yes.
He looked like a homie with those big shoes on.
I don't understand that. The huge hats, the, I don't know. Anyway.
They took all those out. They had homies, essays, and Palermos. They took them all out. The little
Again,
figurines.
We're white people toys, huh? Where are we going to get our toys?
Get Whitey for a quarter.
So, I want to go spend a quarter and get some crackers. And I'm talking about an action figure.
Okay.
Get a pop vinyl honk. All right, so here's the voicemail. So yesterday the girl called. Her name was Willa. I won't forget that because it's only the second person I've known with the name Willa.
Willer.
And she said... I like this guy a lot. We've been dating 2 months. I've tried to push it, advance it, sexually speaking. He doesn't seem to want to do that. So he takes a shower at his place. She goes snooping around. She admits that. She goes in his closet. Not just one, but according to her, a lot of sex apparatuses, toys, and devices.
This is him because I got confirmation. She didn't hear it, but she confirmed his phone number for me. Oh. So it's definitely him.
Okay. So he wants to set the record straight, I suppose. And he called the FOF line.
And she said she was going to be listening, too, so she's going to hear it for the first time.
Okay, is she going to call now? Hey, honey, Willa?
She says, I mean, she might.
Ma'am, if you would like to call and retort this or speak on it, certainly would welcome that. And if you, dude, are listening, not duders, but dude, are, sir, what's his name again? Should we say or no? Or do you know?
Derek. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what she told me. Yeah, call you big retort.
He left this, a retort meaning like a response.
Oh, boy. I don't know why I'm nervous.
But I don't either. Feeling gassy or anything? Or?
No, I just, I'm thinking he's going to be angry, but he shouldn't be angry.
I don't know. You think of a girl you're dating talking about your stuff on the radio? I mean, I don't want to keep people from doing that, but here's the voicemail.
Hey, so this is Derek. I guess my girlfriend Willa called your show and really put some things out there I don't appreciate. I didn't hear it live, but I went back and heard the segment on your podcast, and wow, what a great thing to find out on the radio that she was going through my stuff while I was in the shower. I mean, that's psycho, right? That's crazy behavior. Why wouldn't you just ask me if I have those things, Willa? I don't know why you would keep this to yourself and then put it on the radio. Plus, why is it weird that a man is not looking to immediately hook up? I was trying to get to know her, but I guess that does not matter now. I hope you hear this, Willa. I hope you realize you pretty much killed whatever momentum we had, but oh well, on to the next one for you, right? If you guys really want to know what happened, you can call me at 864...
Okay, thank God.
8... Maybe I'll talk to you later or not. Whatever.
Thank you, Jesus.
I
thought he was about to get his damn phone number on the radio.
That's the whole thing again of, well, why didn't you just ask me if you wanted to know? Like, who would divulge that information? I got sex books in the closet. I got other toys.
I think what who he means, because her big bring to the table was, you know, we have a relationship, albeit, you know, 2 months, but... Again, 2 months. Did you go on 3 dates? Were you together every day? Like 2 months dating.
Yeah,
how often were you around that person?
That's a great point because we never knew. All right. She never said.
I just maybe I didn't understand the whole topic.
Likely.
But when I was thinking closet, I'm thinking like my linen closet, that it's shelves of things, not just a little bit of items. That it was
big Beatles fan.
When she said full closet, I'm like, that's a lot of things.
Plus, you know, he had the stuff hidden, like probably toward the back.
Who's going to leave them laying out on the coffee table, like dildos or whatever the things were? Again, she couldn't fully... say without, you know, the rules and stuff.
It could be like a dildo and a roach clip.
Like what? that's what I was saying. Like, was it stuff for like him to use on someone or himself? You know.
No, I wouldn't like that if it was used on other people, like in a nightstand. If that's gross to me.
Well, there's no Plato's Closet for dildos page, I don't think. And I certainly don't recommend buying them at a yard sale. Right.
You know, so maybe that is nice that he has all this stuff for her to try.
It would be called a nard sale, I think.
The only thing that was getting me was she says she wanted to see if there were signs of another woman.
Right.
Do you feel like she probably could have picked up on that the way he was acting around her?
I think but I think what he was saying, the thing about like when you know let me think of how to word this. I mean, it was snooping. Like, I think what he meant is if you wondered why I was not progressing to, you know, have sex with you, you should have just asked or made the move instead of snooping. And then what you call, call and put it on the radio. And again, I like the name Willa. It's just slightly unusual. You know, you put two and two together. Plus, we're awfully famous now.
Don't you think the fact that she called us means that she wants some kind of, you know, something to last from it, trying to salvage whatever's left?
For sure.
Or she would have just
left. He's written it off, though. Like, he said goodbye at the end of that. Like, I'm done.
He's pretty pissed. Boy, should we call him?
You know,
try to get him on?
Oh, you have
together?
Not?
Together? Let's get him on together.
I didn't really know how it was going to. I may try during the break, see if I can get him.
Yeah, so or if, talk to him dude, sure. If you're listening, certainly feel free to call in. I mean, we
either one. I mean,
when we do these things, like with her, we didn't take a side with that, you know? I think I kind of reprimanded her after I was flirting with her and said, hey, you snooping. I mean, that's like when, you know, people go through phones and do all that stuff. Like, okay, was the person doing anything? Well, if you found something, you still broke that bond to find it. And you know, that sounds weird to say, but like, I mean, you broke a bond to find out. That you found out, but you also broke a bond to find it. But what if you didn't find anything? Would you tell him, hey, you know, I thought you were cheating. And I went through your phone while you were taking a dump. And first off, it's odd you didn't take your phone with you. You usually escape to do some social
That's
media
where you
in
use
there.
It.
But, I went through your phone. I thought you were cheating. And it turns out you're not. And I just wanted to let you know that I didn't believe you. I mean, either way.
She can't unsee what she saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't put the bullet back in the gun, buddy.
Also, like with a woman, like how much, if you walked into, let's say, Fat Boy, you're a single guy, you've been married for umpteen years now, but you're a single guy and you hook up with this girl, and you know you've not hooked up with her yet, but you're about to, and she's like, hey, this wouldn't make sense because you couldn't wear her clothes probably, but it's like, hey, you need a robe, go get one, it's in my closet, and you open it up. How many dildo / sex toys are too many that would freak you out
for her?
Yeah.
I think it depends on
what they are,
exactly.
How big they are, what other things.
Because I don't know
what,
to me, sex device can mean a bunch of different things. Like, it could mean one of them saddle things. Mm-hmm. It could be one of them things that it looks like it's for yoga, but it's for doing it in doggy style. They call it, it's all with the dog. That same move when you're doing yoga is called downward dog. You do it sexually, it's a doggy style. They now, get all the attention the dogs do.
If she's got like a bunch of stuff, like if she's got a shocker and a spocker and a minivan, which is two in the front and five
God
in the back.
Dog.
Like
he
just
knows.
All
oh, that's
sitting
in
there.
That's clever.
About this.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
That's clever. The minivan. I like it.
I'd probably talk to her, say, look, you know.
Go with the thumb for a third row.
I'm like, you're only 23 years old. How do you have all this stuff in the closet?
I mean,
I know, they're like $50 a piece.
I mean, if it's all still in the box and he's never used it and he wanted to experiment with me, I'd be like, okay. If we had this kind of attraction, I wouldn't be offended by it.
It's true.
But it depends on like what Fat Boy said, what kind of device it, if it's really like something I would never do.
I wouldn't immediately discount it. It's worth talking about for sure.
Yeah. I think that my number would be like, if I saw more than like five, I'd be like, It's like that. Like I was saying yesterday when the chick said, hey, I think there's some condoms in the nightstand, and there was like a bowl full, and I'm like,
bowl full of rum.
Like you're being careful here, but like how often you do this situation?
And if it was a closet full of things like what you give me, the you guys.
Orgasms?
No, that big baseball bat that you gave me.
No, don't act like you don't know where it is right now.
I don't
like
have
you
it.
Don't know its exact location.
I don't have it.
You air tagged probably.
I
the
opened it and it disappeared
it.
Because it became a prop and something funny for you to use for how many years?
You got
fell apart.
GPS on the base.
I think it's what it's made out of, the stuff that would never decompose either. Like after there's like the earth gets burned out, that dildo will still be laying around.
It was on the back of someone's car driving down the.
We're gonna give it away to caller 13 right now. 1-800-774-0093. Not kidding.
Oh
we really
God.
Are giving it away. No,
I don't
we
want
are
that
kidding.
Thing. It's way too big.
Yeah, it's been gently used. Good morning, everyone.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, updates on updates.
Tell you a bunch of them.
If you ever get a phone call from Fat Boy, like you're one of the three or four in the world that he's communicated with audibly, because he's a texter.
Yeah, you better take it because it's not going to happen often.
Like you give your phone number to like listeners, which I mean, you know, I do that with selected ones. But you, gave that dude your phone number and he like texts you. Hey, thank you for. What if we gain a new listener out of all this?
I really hope so.
Like, guys, you know, I listened because I was pissed because my girlfriend talked about all my dildos and stuff, but I listened. I enjoyed news and I enjoyed that conspiracy and a little bit of sports Fat Boy did. It was.
He came in as a stranger and he left as a friend.
That's true. Shouldn't that be all our mantra? Treat others as you want to be treated. Enter as strangers and leave as friends.
As friends.
So he is not on right now, but he said he could come on tomorrow.
Okay, my bad. Sorry to hype that so much. I thought he was on hold now.
No, okay. You can do it now. A little after 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right, that's so, freaking great. So it'll be the same time then.
We'll have some stuff to hammer out with old D. Because I honestly don't know. I didn't think to ask him if he just heard what we just did.
Like, and ultimately, and while we're at it, Willa, if you are listening, and I like to think you are, if you're... what time did you tell him? I'm sorry if you just said.
It's going to be a little after 8 o'clock.
Okay. So, Willa, like if you want to call in too, I would like to mediate this. I don't want to see you break up.
No. Like, the fact that, you know, she's going through all this, like, shows that she wants to.
But I'm still on his side because she, and I hate that. But it's like I said yesterday, when I see an Instagram fight, like a, or on Facebook, you know, like a reel of people fighting, I'm like, I don't want to see all this, but I start to watch it and pull for one of them based on a variety of different things. Like, you know, and then you read the comments. No, what you don't understand was she was the one talking crap. She deserved that. And I'm like, I get invested in that. So I am on his side. Although I think that she has right to be alarmed. But also, again, I think there's this weird thing. I'm not going to say that I have to deal with it. I mean, I don't feel like I do, but where guys are, we're in a world right now where you hear, like, yesterday we did the joke about, and I don't, guilty or not, I don't know, it's just news, Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did he leave the show a couple years ago? Well, now these allegations come out about sexual allegations against a 19-year-old, and then he gets, separates from his wife and all this stuff.
Former assistant.
And to answer what sexual harassment means, it's like seeing, like the old adage I use about you go on the sex offenders list and you may not have done, when you hear sex offender, my mind, as most I think, goes to the nth degree of thinking, oh.
Yep.
But it could have been like something worst. Like, You were drunk, or maybe you were just sober. You had to pee real bad. You didn't realize you were near a park. Some kids saw you dingling.
Innocent mistake.
It just could have been, but you go on that same list. And with sexual harassment, like, what if you flirting with a girl and she takes it as, like, too aggressive? Allegations are allegations, and they don't always get verified. And your stuff could be burnt before the truth ever comes out. And it just makes you kind of like, that's where I'm like leaning on the ladies to make the move.
But they're real severe. Whenever you hear an allegation, you're like, oh, that's like, you know.
And then
that's what we think, at least.
You hear the allegations and maybe they settle out of court and it doesn't hit the press that they settled out of court or whatever. But in your mind forever, like, where's the Danny Masterson thing? Did he go to jail?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For like 33 years, I think he got.
Yeah.
But like, assault is a broad term.
Yes. Well, men can do it as well.
If I rub your shoulder and you don't like it, I technically assaulted you. Now, what if this was just like somebody just grazed a body part? That's assault.
It is.
Like, it's just, you know, we don't really know the severity.
Like,
the
you
intent.
Used to, you could cut a hole in the popcorn box and take a girl to the movies and have some innocent fun. And I mean, that's looked down upon.
It's
now.
Just common sense, right? You don't.
Not always. I mean, it, you know.
It is. You know better.
That's the catch 22. The
it,
woman.
It is the catch 22. I mean, there's certain things where, again,
people
it's
know
like
how to behave.
Political correctness. Certain things that a 70-year-old might make jokes about, a 20-year-old would be such dismay that they said that joke.
Yeah. Would you do the same thing to a man that you would to a woman that you don't know very well?
No.
Wow. All right then.
I ain't gay.
That wasn't a good example.
Hell
though,
no, I'm not gay. To quote Papa Neil.
That wasn't a good example because, you know, he's not bisexual anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, ever. You don't know this person, so why would you? If
it was one summer.
Right?
But if we go, you take Paige out a couple times. You don't try anything.
Why?
She's going to call you, like, she's going to think you're a puss. And then she's not going to respect you because you're not even trying anything with her. That's the catch 22 of it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
I think
right.
That, though?
But what is the move that he lets you know without breaking?
See, that's the thing. I don't understand because men are either, like, really shy or really perverted. So there's no happy medium.
I think
medium.
I'm equally both.
Either he's just all over me or doesn't even want me and gives me the Heisman treatment. Yeah.
What is that? You just dabbed.
She really did.
Like, okay, we're just going to be friends. I'm away from you.
You know what you got to do.
You see George Rogers doing the dab. Man, I'm doing the Heisman for those.
You know what I'm saying. Like, not going to happen.
If you're a guy, shoot your shot. Quote, do what you're going to do. And then say, you know what?
Take your risk.
Yeah, I took a chance. So if you feel assaulted, I'm sorry. But what am I supposed to do?
See, that's isn't it's very strange. I mean, we're all of age and having to, you know, having a conversation about it, but there's no true answer to that.
Okay, here's
and it's not from a misogynistic or sexual.
It does help if you're good looking, though. Looks count. Like,
well, luckily the Lord blessed me.
Okay, so it's the end of the night.
Yeah. Where did we go for dinner? Because you did say years ago, and there's already a text that said Paige used to say if you wanted to sleep with her, you had to buy her lobster for dinner.
That's right.
I think that was in jest, and that was a fun little character research.
It
thing.
Was just silly.
Right.
If you buy her a crab leg, though, you could probably, you know.
You take her to the melting pot.
No. Oh, yeah, that's good. I like the melting pot.
I know.
Okay, so.
Well, hang on. Let me set the mood real quick.
Oh.
I just have a question.
He's going to play Mambo number 5.
Okay.
Yeah, hang on.
That's the song that makes Paige's clothes fall off.
And you know I'm into you because I'm talking to you and I'm moving closer to you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. You like this shirt?
So do you ask
I'm watching
first,
from across the street, by the way.
Do you lean over and say, hey, can I kiss you goodnight? Or you just grab me and kiss me?
Are you going to give you a tongue? Because you got a big tongue.
That is a very good example.
Because if you ask me, it might kill the moment.
I know. I had a situation once where she straight up told me, she's like, I like when a man just takes control of the situation. And I loved that. But I also said in my brain or in my heart or wherever you do that, I was like, yeah, but then that makes me think like you would be doing it sometimes when you didn't want to, but right. I had already took control of the situation and you had to. Like,
but do you think people are overthinking everything? So you kiss me on the first date, you think I'm a slut, and that's it. Do guys really?
Off kissing?
Yeah, guys aren't going to see it that way, really.
No.
If you kiss somebody on the first date, that's okay. If you sleep with someone on the first date, then it's ruined.
Why?
What if you just do other stuff, you know? It's like a little
salad
plate.
It's like a little...
Yeah, a little tossing here and there.
What if you go all the way because you have
lay
that
lay upside
much.
Down on each other naked?
And make I them accidentally numbers? Fall on his penis.
Dang.
What if that happens on the first
day? Bring back the music.
Do you think, oh, I'm not going to call her back because she probably does that with everybody.
He's else. Either not going to come back or he's going to keep you around of like, hey, this is like a guaranteed peace.
See, there you go. You said it.
I had a long-term relationship that started, the first time we did. Yeah, absolutely. And it lasted quite some time. I don't think, I think it's just, it differs. It goes.
It depends on the people.
It depends.
Yeah,
but making that
too.
First thing, though, like, it's got to be a weird kind of situation. And plus, we're saying, too, that first time in a long time, we're seeing a decline of people in their 20s, like, not dating at all. You know, like not looking for a relationship, just
I get that.
Living very independently and not reproducing. Although, you know, we got a bunch. I mean, you know.
Some people are just toxic.
Elon's like, I should make more. And I'm like, you know what?
Calm down, dude.
You don't live in Greenville.
Yeah.
They're all going to have big foreheads like you.
Yeah. I mean, everything.
He's an African American.
Some people, everything's great. And then when you get to know people, you're like, oh, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Because you're drama.
Yeah.
If that somehow attracts him, you ladies, like, ooh, he's a project.
Yeah. No, that doesn't attract me at all.
He's mean.
You do. You like a bad boy. You've said it before.
I like a bad
boy. Martin Lawrence or Will Smith?
I like somebody who's like not. He's a challenge, and he's got
he's
his
challenged.
Own life. No, not mentally challenged. But he's got his own thing going on. Wait, this is going.
Do you always have to drive though when you go out? All right.
No,
Paige.
I don't always have to do.
Paige,
anything.
Pull your foot out of your mouth and tell us what you're working
oh,
on in
boy.
The headlines.
Yeah, right.
Put it behind
you
your
talk
ear.
About dating and all. So, this is the study found that the pre-check.
Quickly.
The TSA at pre-check. That it saves an average of 7 minutes. So if you're gonna travel somewhere, what should you do? So
ooh, some travel hacks from Paige.
Travel hacks.
All right. She's going to hack it up right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.